Wednesday, January 31st.
The power of Korean Sign Language. I first got started with Korean Sign Language through a recommendation from a close colleague at work. Unlike languages that use spoken or written words, sign language relies on hand gestures, facial expressions, and body language for communication. There are specific hand gestures to directly represent words, but about 70% of communication involves conveying one's intentions through hand gestures and expressions depending on the context. That means facial expressions play a crucial role. I am currently active in a sign language club in Dijon with fellow students from our sign language classes. I enthusiastically encourage learning Korean Sign Language, since even a small gesture could offer comfort and consideration to someone else.
Dialogue practice.
Is sign language different in each country too?
Sure. Just like the various languages around the world, sign languages also differ by country.
But then, isn't learning sign language really hard?
It can be. But sign language uses hands and facial expressions to convey messages to others.
I see.
If you are genuinely committed to learning, you can surely get your point across. This is the end of 이비투의 눈 영어.